He missed the feel of his Italian suits. He missed his old life. That was all yanked away when the Dragon Elite stole everything from him. They'd pinned the outbreak and spread of the distortion disease on him. He was officially on the run and hoping he could elude the House of 14 and mortal law enforcement, which were both looking for him. Nevin fled as soon as the world learned the truth and went into hiding after draining his bank accounts. He left most of his possessions behind, but what he didn't, he sold. The resulting sum meant he could buy the broken-down old sports arena in Dallas, Texas. There hadn't been much money left over after such a costly investment, but there'd been enough to purchase the last Tarrasque in existence. Thanks to Bermuda Lawrence, the world-renowned expert on magical creatures, Nevin had known where to look for the beast. Of course, the giantess didn't know she'd helped him find the animal that would destroy the entire city of Dallas and hopefully go on to do a lot more than that. She thought she was answering questions for a college student researching magical creatures. People were so thick and talked if they thought it didn't have any consequences. That interview with Bermuda Lawrence had been more than fruitful. She not only told him where to find the creature, but that it would be too big to stop once it was full-sized. The giantess also gave Nevin information on where to find two other magical and dangerous creatures that would be almost as deadly, and ready sooner than the Tarrasque. The Leviathan and the Seamorgue? Nevin questioned Clyde while keeping his focus on the comatose dinosaur-like creature.
I'm working on tracking them both down based on the information you gave me. It shouldn't take much longer.
Nevin nodded, enjoying the feeling of triumph once more.
And when you do, you know where to lead them?
They'll make quite the scene if seen together in the Mediterranean Sea, Clyde stated.
That's exactly the point.
Nevin's nostrils flared. He knew that the Dragon Elite didn't stand a chance against the Tarrasque when it ventured into Dallas. But maybe, just maybe, he had a way of taking them down before them, or at least diminishing their numbers. His time in isolation, hiding away from the world he once loved, gave him time to strategize. That's when it occurred to him how to take down dragons. Fight teeth and claws with teeth and claws. He'd been going about it all wrong by using politics. There was always a rebuttal to that. But giant sea creatures and birds and reptiles, well, the Dragon Elite couldn't talk their way out of that, and they'd have to come to the rescue since they thought that was their mission, to save the world. Nevin Guzman had once wanted to help this planet to be a better place, but it didn't want to do things his way. And now it was going down. Mother Nature be damned.
Oh, and I got that thing you...